want it and he would get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no self-serving deal. You'd ask the clerk what you wanted and he'd get it for you. You go to the delicatessen or meat market, whatever it was, why you'd that's where you just go to get your meat, and it wasn't packaged. It was taken out of the ice box and cut right there for you when you ordered it. Mm-hmm. Bacon was hung up out there, and a lot of parents used to send their children to school on bacons. If it didn't have three streaks, they'd make the man cut the side of bacon in two, and if it didn't have three streaks of lean in it, he wouldn't buy it. He was instructed not to buy it. And, of course, money wasn't, even though you could buy a slab of bacon for $1, maybe $1.50, $1.25,
uh-huh.
an 8-9 pound slab of bacon, but it was, that $1.50 was hard to come by. It wasn't like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
They give you $1.50 tip now, where they used to. That would probably buy your staples for a week. $1.50, $2 when I was a boy.
You tell me about the shiver oven thing. So what did they have before? They had closets. They had something that in some areas that had drawers in it and a rod for hanging up clothes.
I don't know what they was called, because to tell you the truth about it, we never had a closet.
Mm-hmm.
In the house. In fact, we didn't have no indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have hot and cold running water. Only if your roof leaked, you'd have hot water in summer and cold water in winter.
What did y'all have in place of closets?
We just hung them up on a nail, up on a rod or something, and that was all. Mm-hmm. That's where we hung our clothes. Clothes hangers were, the first clothes hangers I knew was all made out of wood. There wasn't no wire clothes hangers. They were all made out of wood. You had to buy them clothes hangers. They cost you a nickel, I think, or something like that.
What would you call someone who would make a shiver robe or chairs or things like that?
I guess he's a cabinet maker like he is now, a carpenter, a cabinet maker. That's all I can tell.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd say he makes?
Like, I don't know just what you would call that. That's just, that's hard to tell.
What general name would you have for a ship or robe and chest of drawers? What would you call that? House fixings or plunder?
No, I don't know. I'll be honest, like I told you, we live different than,
uh-huh.
than those people that, in general. And we were, back when I was a little boy, about the only thing I knew about was what happened right around Houston. And the only time after I got older where I could read, and once in a while, after my father got killed, I was a newsboy on the street, and I'd read the headlines and sell papers on the streets, and I'd read the headlines. That was back in 1917, 18.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all. And what I've seen now, I've seen lots of picture shows. I tell you, a lot of picture shows can tell you a lot more than I can, I tell you, that's for sure, because they've went through a whole lot. See, I don't know all about the most thing I know, actually, the same as you do, what I've seen in the picture shows. Is, and what a lot of these things you ask me is just, I can only say from back from picture show.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have, of course, when I was small,